You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So something came up the other day, and we kicked it around a little bit. It had to do with romance. And we got into the whole conversation about, well, romance for one person is not romantic to the other person. And everyone has a different, I guess, romance barometer. And that's cool. But there was this article about how there's not enough romance in marriages anymore, and people are living in these relationships where there's no romance. And towards the end of the article, it said something like, if you're in a relationship like this, talk to your spouse or significant other and tell them that you'd like some more romance.
Hey. Hey, Tina.
Yeah, how would you say it?
Hey, Tina.
Maybe this will call for role playing.
I need some more loving.
We might have to do role playing in just a little bit.
Well, I guess it's just not straight loving. It's little things.
It's romance.
It's romance. It's the candles at dinner and the cards and notes for no reason. And
well, here's my question for you, the panel, and our listeners this morning is, can you actually request more romance? Because I tend to feel, and this will not sit well with some people, that for many people, you cannot request more because they can only do what they can do.
So then it would be forced romance.
Well, it wouldn't even be romance.
Well, it would be romantic. It depends on what you're requesting. Like if there is candles at dinner or something, but it would be forced romance because they didn't do it on their own.
Well, there's that. It's like that's in the same camp as people who demand an apology.
Right. I demand candles at dinner.
Right. It's like, well, all right, here's your candle, but it's not coming from my heart.
Right, exactly.
It's like if you demand an apology, the person's like, all right, I apologize. You know they don't damn well mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You've just demanded it,
right,
which is stupid. But I think romance is innate. In other words, some people have it. Some people have that gene, and some don't. So if
can you grow to have it? Like, can you dip your toe in the water if your partner requests a few things here and there and you try it and you kind of get on board with it and then you start doing your own thing? It's like you kind of have to learn how to be romantic. I think you can learn it.
I don't
think it's a cut and dry. You either have it or you don't.
I mean, you
have to have a little bit of romance or you probably wouldn't even be with that person.
You can get a book and it can walk you through the steps, but you'll be so awkward and bumbling at it and it won't be coming from your heart. So I happen to believe that if you have hitched your wagon to someone who is not by nature romantic, then that's the decision you made.
That's what you get, huh?
And I don't think you can, you know, they talk about how people can't really change. And I think if you have chosen to be with someone who is not romantic, you can't throw a fit and then say you need to be romantic because they have already showed you that they're not.
This is who I am.
Right.
I've requested more hugs, more embraces from Nick Nack.
And what? Well, I guess she can do that. All she's got to do is just walk over.
Yeah, but it's a romantic thing.
And while she's hugging you, you know, when you hug someone, you can't see their face, right? Because it's over here.
She's like,
her eyes are looking up like, oh, God.
Another embrace.
Do this.
His armpits are so sweaty.
Oh, my God. Yes, all right, here.
Yeah, but you know what? It works
Does
for
she
me.
Do the pat?
Then because my face is like, on the other side.
Let me ask you something. When she's embracing you, does she give you the pat?
A little pat, like she's burping me.
Then that is a dead giveaway that she doesn't want to be hugging.
No, I like the pat,
dude.
Though. The pat.
The pat it's is okay. A
Come
surefire sign that someone doesn't want to be hugging you. Guaranteed.
Well,
if someone really wants to hug you, they hug
she gives
you.
Like
feel
a
the embrace. When they pat,
too.
The pat means I need to break this embrace right away.
But she gives me an with the pat, so I think
with
that's
her
a cancel.
Eyes
cancel.
Rolling in the top of her head. She's thinking about chocolate. Now, there are some people who are listening to this and they're saying, Dom, you're full of it. If you can teach somebody to be romantic.
Sure, you can.
I don't think you can.
You can learn it.
No, I think
you can learn anything.
Okay.
If you can learn Spanish or like a foreign language or something,
right,
you can learn to be romantic.
I was thinking about languages, but I think it might be more similar to dancing. Like you can take someone out and you can show them the steps, but when you watch them out on the floor, that's all they're doing is mechanical, robotic kind of, okay, I know how to do this and I did
But
this.
At least it's something. At least they're out on the dance floor.
Right.
At least they're trying.
All right.
I
see calls are already coming in. You must sound off on this. Maybe you have hitched your wagon to someone who is not romantic. And by the way, this goes, this is not this breaks through gender lines and gender barriers.
Of course it does.
Because there are some women who want, you know, their husband to or partner to be more romantic. And the same with men. They maybe are with a woman who does not. You've said that Nicole doesn't hug you as much as you want.
No, not at all. It's sad. I'm always hugging. I'm a big time hugger.
Here's June. Good morning, June. Welcome to the show.
June.
Hello.
So what do you think? Do you think people can be taught to be romantic?
I think they can work at it. But I think you said you can't request it. What if they were romantic when they were dating and they've just kind of slacked off? Then you can request it and they can pick it back up.
Yeah.
Well, then you can request it.
You also said it can't come from the heart if they don't know how to do it. But if they truly want to learn and try to do it, then it's obviously coming from their heart.
Yeah, if they're willing to learn and try, then yeah, they're like, I need to make this relationship better.
I might give you that. But I would say for the people who are very romantic when you first start dating and then they slack off, as you put it, then yes. I think that means that the first part when they were dating was all an act.
But isn't that everybody? This is like every relationship.
It was just to lure. It was just to lure.
They don't have to work as hard,
right? Just because they're always there. I mean, that kind of describes every relationship. You're all ooey gooey in the beginning, and then yes, it just takes a nosedive.
Does it have to?
And one last.
No, then you need to request.
Exactly, but one last thought. Even if he or she is not good at it, and they're trying to learn. If you have a good relationship, you can, like, laugh at the goofiness of it.
Right. You just got to laugh at each other.
Judah, I'm glad you called. You go have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You
That's
too.
That's cute.
Thank
you both sit on the couch like, we hate each other now. I can't stand your face. I mean, really, I hate you and your family.
Can I hold your hand? No, I don't want your clammy hand. Get your hands off me.
Your hands are
dry. What's on TV? Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Are you married, Joe?
I am. I've been married for about 3 years now.
Does your wife want you to be more romantic?
She does. And the weird thing is she'll say, hey, I need you to be more romantic. It's what I need. And I'm like, okay. And then when I do it, like within the next 24 hours, something that's romantic, she responds with, that's fake. I know you're not genuine about it. So I'll have to wait a week or two.
What does she want from you?
I don't even know. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
But she'll say the same thing. She's like, when we were dating, you were the most romantic guy ever. And I'm confused by that statement because I don't think I'm romantic at all. It must have been my good looks that she was attracted to.
Could be that.
Must have been. It's just because you're a stunningly good-looking
guy. Stylish wardrobe.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. Listen, I'm glad you called. Good luck with that, okay?
See you, faker.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that's so funny. She asks him for it, then he does it. She's like, that's fake.
Fake.
It's like the whole, tell me your feelings. You tell your feelings, and you're like, then she says, why did you say such horrible things?
Right. This is kind of making my point now, isn't it?
You told me to share my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Here's Mary. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Can someone request more romance?
I don't think that they can request it, but I think a partner could certainly step up to the plate. My husband and I have been married for 37 years and has not been very romantic recently. But over Valentine's Day, he made this elaborate flowers and M&M vase and flowers, and I was just so taken aback by it. So I think that he saw something and inspired him and said, I can do this, and I didn't request it.
He was on Pinterest, I think.
Made my day.
He was on Pinterest.
He was on Pinterest.
I think for sure that if they try and you appreciate whatever effort that they put forth, that I think your relationship's going to grow.
It's pretty good,
well,
Mary.
Well, I'm glad you called. You go have a great day. Thank you for being
Thank
on our
you
show.
Too. You bet.
Bye. M&M's, man. That's
she had
the
key. Me at M&M's.
You just take a handful of M&M's and throw them at her, and it's like, oh, my God, I love you again.
I would just open my mouth. It'd be like a dog catching a piece of cheese.
Just pour them in. Now it's in my mouth.
Time for one more. It's Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. So can you teach someone to be romantic, you think?
I believe you're both right. So the way we kept it together for 37 years is we read the book, The Five Love Languages.
I think we were just talking to your wife a second ago.
You could have.
The Love Languages. Yeah, we did that as one of our book club books one year, and we had people call in and talk about love languages.
The touch, the smell.
Which one's yours, Steve? What's yours?
I'm acts of service.
Acts of service.
Yeah, go wash my car, fill it with gas, and you show me you love me.
Hmm. What's your wife's?
And giving of gifts. Hmm. I came home late one evening after work, and I stopped and picked up a 50-cent ice cream sandwich and brought it home, and you thought I'd brought her a bar of gold.
God, you know, now I can't get ice cream sandwiches off my brain. First it was M&M's, now it's ice cream sandwich.
You handed it to her and said, hey, go wash my car. It's hot outside. Eat this while you're washing my car.
Steve, thank you for the call.
You're a good man, Steve.
We appreciate that. Well, he said we're both right.
Well, let's stick with that. I like that.
That's the best way to end. Let's just end with that.